For most in Minnesota, when it comes to National Football League teams they follow, Vikings obviously number one on that list. I am not one of those fans. I'm a fan of the enemy. Being born in Wisconsin, I follow the Packers. Vikings fans, with the exception of my wife, hate me for that. In 109 meetings, dating back to 1961, the Green Bay Packers have beat the Minnesota Vikings more than 60% of the time. For a lot of teams in sports, not just professional, there's that one team you just can't seem to beat. Yeah, Bemidji State took 3 points against Ferris State last year in the regular season. But who beat the Beavers in the playoffs? Yeah, Bemidji State knocked off Ferris State last Friday. But who won last Saturday when the Beavers wanted a sweep more than anything? Some teams you just can't beat.
The last half of the first period, then we just really got out of our rhythm. But again, we hung on. We had some penalties. We killed off the 5-on-3. So we did some good things, but we kind of lost our mojo, I thought. I thought we lost our mojo at Schulte.
That was Tom Cerruttori in the postgame show last Saturday night. Fresh off of a 2-1 loss to the Ferris State Bulldogs. How badly did BSU want to win? Listen carefully, you can hear it in his voice.
We couldn't get to him on the forecheck. Every time they got it, it was out. I mean, it was hard. It seemed like we were chasing a lot of taillights, you know what I mean? And we tried like heck. We tried like heck to apply some pressure. But you know what? They had just I thought they just had a little more in the tank, and they had more desperation. Just the way it goes sometimes.
The most important game of the season, always the next game. And Bemidji State's going to need some firepower from everybody.
Zach Dorr turned right back where it came from by Marinaccio behind the goal. Dorr, puck sticks on him in the left corner. TJ Rue comes away with a Rue centering pass. Shoots and scores! Jordan Heller for Bemidji State. His first of the season, second career goal. Bemidji State goes up 1-0. Great anticipation there by Heller. Saw that the puck got stolen by TJ Rue in the left corner. Great awareness by Rue. Waited for Heller to come free, and a one-timer popped right into the back of the net. Beavers up 1-0.
The Beavers have now played two games without Jerry Fitzgerald. Will it be a third? The Beavers have now played two games without Reed Mimick. Will tonight be a third? We'll find out as the Bowling Green State Falcons come to town in their orange and brown uniforms. Benusa pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.